Now to the stage in China and the work of an avant-garde theater director. In one of his plays, the audience is separated from the actors by a glass wall. In another, actors repeat the words, "I love," several thousand times. A third focuses on the obsessive love of a rhino keeper. Now, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai, he has decided to reinvent the musical.
Meng Jinghui is shepherding his actors around the stage at this rehearsal. A 30-foot pair of female legs and high heels protrudes from one wall. A giant hand creeps out of the opposite wall, while an enormous suit jacket dominates the back wall. It's the sort of Dadaist in-joke that appeals to China's most avant-garde director. But today, Meng's moved away from Beckett and Pinter to the world of the musical, which he says he's reinventing for a Chinese audience.
The biggest difference is that this is not a trivial, lousy love story. We're doing something cool. We talk about murder, death, and people collapsing in this ridiculous society.
If you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, cause hey, I love you anyway.
Lyricist Sun Jian says transplanting Broadway musicals to China doesn't necessarily work.
If you take Rent on stage in China, it doesn't make sense. We don't have bohemia, we don't have so many drug users or gay people, and we don't do threesomes. So we use your structure, and we put our lives into it.
Murder in the Hanging Garden revolves around the disappearance of real estate tycoon Chairman Wang. He's gone missing, and body parts, believed to be his, are found spewing out of an ATM cash machine. His wife offers a huge, super-luxury apartment as a reward for information about the killer. As the story picks up, three different sets of killers all fess up, each willing to admit to a murder they may not have committed because of the ultimate prize of the apartment. And guess what? At the end, it emerges that the supposed victim isn't even dead.
It's not really dark. It's just strange and ridiculous and paranoid. It's complicated and twisted. It's about the relentless grabbing for material goods and people's spiritual loss.
As it unfolds, it's clear that Meng is taking aim at China's new middle class, their desire for wealth and fame, their selfishness and corruption.
People love their parents, their children, their friends, but they've lost their ideals and they've lost a lot of beautiful things.
With the punky young cast, the all-modern music, and a sort of modern gothic horror aesthetic, this is a dystopian vision of the new China. But the director is adamant in underlining there's no political message, and that looking at today's China solely through a political prism can be misleading.
Foreigners just think about Cultural Revolution and June the 4th. These are very symbolic things, and foreigners use them to represent the whole. It's not representative.
This night, the audience reaction was good, although commentators have criticized the play for being too absurd and not experimental enough. At this Shanghai show, audience members Marco Liu and Marsha Tan said they enjoyed it, with reservations.
It's the first time I've seen a play like this with music, so it was very fresh. It wasn't too deep, though, just entertainment.
The acting was interesting, and the music wasn't bad. It's still not as good as foreign musicals, but it's not bad.
Combating those foreign musicals is one of Meng's motivations. He's called Broadway musicals rubbish, and says he wants to create his own rubbish, rather than filling the stage with rubbish from foreign countries. Murder in the Hanging Garden is just his first assault on the musical. His own five-year plan is to put on a new musical every year for 5 years. Louisa Lim, NPR News Shanghai.
The All Things Considered staff includes Corey Turner, Brendan Banizak, Sonari Glinton, Carol Klinger, Chelsea Jones, Viet Le, and Rhonda Ray.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.